This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, David. Yes, this week we've seen the government use a sedition act in an apparent attempt to cool tensions in the public sphere, brewing over a range of issues from the political to the religious.
Right.
Needless to say, the use of the sedition act has a chilling effect on freedom of expression. And related to this is the perennial question of media freedom and its function in a democracy like ours.
Yes.
At a forum last night, several well-known political and media personalities took the stage to debate the matter. Raman Dahlan is the Minister of Urban Wellbeing and Housing.
It is not true that Malaysia has no freedom of media. The problem starts is when people define media as simply a print edition, when in fact we have a very vibrant online media, and in this country 80% of Malaysians are wired. We have more than 100% penetration of handphones, so people do have access to alternative views in this country. But having said that, it has to be exercised with great caution. We must understand that we are a multiracial, multireligious country, and the government of the day will solely responsible for the security and peace of the country. Media practitioners, they can just close shop tomorrow and open up a different kind of businesses, but we have to deal with the consequences of chaos in this country.
Rafizi Ramli is a political strategist for Parti Keadilan Rakyat and well-known for his political exposés. He believes that Malaysia's problem has always been, at its heart, the problem of the free flow of information.
You should not view a question of media freedom purely from political perspective. There's so much paranoia about a free flow of information. And especially governments give all sorts of excuses to deny the public the right. What I think society must recognize is that having a free flow of information is central and a prerequisite to a sustainable, prosperous society. And we are at that junction. We cannot move on and inspire to be a high-income nation, yet at the same time backpedal on the very basic prerequisite for it. So that's why I have always viewed a question of press media from the perspective of the growth and maturity of society. And to facilitate that, the key ingredient is a free press. If we continue to dumb down the society, the effect is to devastating. And that is something that eventually the free flow of information will continue to increase, and there will be a continued demand for a higher free flow of information, and whoever or whichever who stand in the way will definitely be pushed out, and it's going to happen.
Jahabar Sadiq is chief editor of the Malaysian Insider, recently purchased by the Edge Group, and BFM's Azif Azuddin spoke to him after the forum.
Media freedom is indeed the oxygen for democracy. Government of the day, everybody requires feedback. The people need to be informed, because everyone has an equal stake in the country, and information is power. The government of the day might want to control it, they don't want to share it, but we in the media need to share, need to distribute information so that everybody's empowered and everybody's informed, and they know what's going on in their country, and they can take steps to say, look, I don't like the direction this country is going. There's a critical mass of us, we can make a change. Media is necessary. The freedom is an intrinsic and basic right of every citizen of Malaysia.
Earlier on, you drew comparison to Singapore and the flow of transparency, right, and how it ties in media. Maybe can you tell me a bit more?
Singapore is very easy. Singapore is very transparent when it comes to business. It's very straightforward, very cut and dry. But I think there are issues about local information, local politics, and it's because it's a very small country. Singapore and Malaysia share the same origins, very patriarchal system. Government knows best, they will take care of you, you just keep quiet and you will get money and you'll be happy. That kind of mindset doesn't work anymore in the 21st century. Everybody's empowered, they want to have a stake in their country's future. So in Singapore's case, they're saying, look, the same government, just like us, we will take care of you. And people are saying, no, that's not good enough for us. We want to take care of our own country. You know, it's not a case of us against them or them against us, but all of us are responsible for our country. Just like in Malaysia, all of us are responsible for the security and safety of our country, not just one party.
And also you talk about maturity.
I believe Malaysians are mature. You know, we've gone through 13 elections, no clash. There was one, there was a victory party, there was a huge clash 45 years ago. You can't use that to say we need to still do this because you are not mature enough, you're easily confused. I think that's an insult to Malaysians to be told that we are not mature enough, we're easily confused by differing information. It is up to us to decide the value of the information, the veracity of it, the truthfulness of it, and we make a decision based on that.
That was Jahbaz Sadiq, a chief editor of the Malaysian Insider. Now, Ray Kiles is the acting head of mission of the British High Commission. The British High Commission is one of the sponsors of the debate along with Nottingham University.
Well, we wanted to find a way to encourage discourse in Malaysia. It's been said by some in this country that Malaysians are not yet mature enough to debate big political issues, topics like what we've heard tonight. And we want to prove that theory wrong. We want to create an environment where people can listen to the sort of debate we've heard tonight. We're proposing views, views from a panel, questions from an audience, and spread that culture wider in Malaysia. Give people a chance to interact, a Q&A environment, and as I say, create and build that culture.
You know, interestingly enough, David, often in these debates, there's talk about whether the public is ready, whether it's mature enough. And I wonder, in fact, if the question really should be posed to our political elites. Are they ready and mature enough to deal with a public that demands full disclosure, access to information, and an equal say in the setting of the agenda of the country? So, is it the public or is it our political elites that are a problem?
It's quite a vicious cycle, isn't it? You don't know which one to start with.
Well, I think I have my opinions on that. I'll keep it up to myself for the moment. Next up, we have domestic business news. I'm Sharad Kutan, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.